Good evening, everybody. Welcome here to Chaparral High School. Lee Patterson with you as we catch you down to kickoff on the Open Loop Energy pregame show. This is the 2A state semifinal matchup between the top-seeded and undefeated Thatcher Eagles taking on the fifth-seeded 9-2 Phoenix Christian Cougars. It's a gorgeous night for football here in the Valley of the Sun. The sun was bright when we got here, but it has set, and it is a gorgeous night. Might be a little cool here as well. People starting to put on their hoodies and jackets as we speak below us here from the press box. 12-0, Thatcher Eagles under head coach Ramon Morales in his first season. The Eagles looking for their third straight state championship game. But first they'll have to get through Brian Cole and the Cougars. The Cougars defeated Morenci 27-14 last week up on the hill, and it was a 50-6 blowout victory for the Thatcher Eagles over the Benson Bobcats. However, Ramon Morales wasn't exactly happy with how the Eagles played last week. He said our execution could have been crisper, which is what he expects this time of year when you're trying to make a run at a state championship. And they're going to have to be crisp tonight because Phoenix Christian is good enough to beat the Eagles if they do not execute tonight. They're led by Malik Taylor at running back. And Malik Taylor has rushed for over 4,000 yards in his Phoenix Christian career. He has rushed for 2,186 yards and 33 touchdowns. 9 of the 11 games, he has gone over 100 yards. The two times he didn't, they lost. And in the last, this is the third meeting between these two teams in the last 3 years in the postseason. Thatcher has outscored Phoenix Christian 92-20 in those two games, and Malik Taylor has been held to 58 total yards in those games. So he has racked up a lot of yards, but not a lot of yards against the Thatcher Eagles, and this is arguably the best Thatcher Eagle team of those three, of those other two this year with all those seniors on the squad. The Eagles are led in the running game by Riley Morris, 710 yards and 15 rushing touchdowns. On his heels is quarterback Jack Courtson, 658 yards and 13 rushing touchdowns. Behind them, Brock Jones with 8 touchdowns and Quentin Turley with 6 touchdowns. Oh, Bretton Dodge is in there with 7 as well. Trevin Clark with 6. The Eagles have had 9 players score touchdowns this year on the ground. So it's a pick your poison with the Thatcher Eagles. Not a one-man show for sure with the Thatcher Eagles. And that's what makes them so hard to stop is you have to – are you going to stop the inside or are you going to stop the outside? The key for the Eagles tonight on defense, though, to stop Malik Taylor is not let him get to the edge. Funnel him back towards the middle of the field as you hear the fans get loud. That's because the defending two-time state – and Thatcher Eagles have made their way onto the field. We're about 4 minutes away from kickoff here at Chaparral High School. The key is the defensive ends and the outside linebackers are going to have to stay home. They can't get sucked inside and let Malik Taylor get the edge because he's fast enough to go the distance if they are able to do that. So, and the Thatcher Eagles attempt to play their game. Their defense is solid this year. If the Thatcher Eagles play their game tonight, they should be just fine. The captains have made it onto the field. The captain this night in the 2A semifinal for the Thatcher Eagles, running back Quentin Turley, offensive lineman Quentin Mack, quarterback Jack Courtson, and running back Riley Morris for the Thatcher Eagles, who are in their home green uniforms with gray pants. Phoenix Christian in all white with green numbers and a green helmet. We'll take a timeout here on the Open Loop Energy pregame show. We'll come back for the kickoff here from the 2A state semifinals right after this. Welcome back here to Chaparral High School. Lee Patterson with you. Thanks for joining us. Malik Taylor and Howard Russell back deep, and the approach and a high and over end kick will send Russell to the 2-yard line, and he'll go into the end zone for a touchback. Nice kickoff there by Connor Russell as it keeps the speedy return men at bay, and Phoenix Christian will get it first and 10, led by quarterback Mark Encinas, a senior, 5'9", 165, a run first quarterback, but can throw when he's asked to, and when he does throw the football, he will be looking for his favorite receiver, Mason Renard. So first and 10, Phoenix Christian left to right from their 20-yard line. Malik Taylor split to the near side. 3 receivers to the top of the formation. They'll go, actually 4 receivers to the top of the formation. They'll go empty and Encinas under center. They'll send Taylor in motion across the formation. Hand it to him going left side, looking for some room. Wrapped up in the backfield and gang tackled for a loss. There is 10 green jerseys on him back to the 18-yard line. It'll be a loss of 2 on the play as Malik Taylor gets the first carry of the football game. It'll be second down and 12 from the 18-yard line for Phoenix Christian. Connor Russell, the first one in there for the Eagles on that tackle. Second down and 12 from the 18. One receiver to the near side is Julius Rogers. He'll split all the way to the near side. Offset eye in the backfield to make it a double wing. They'll send a man in motion to the near side. Hands it to the first back through, breaking some tackles across the 25 up to the 28-yard line. A pickup of about 11 on the play for number 24, Man Freeman. Jack Courtson on the tackle. A pickup of 11 on the play. It'll be third down and one for Phoenix Christian. Man Freeman, a 5'10", 180-pound junior fullback. It'll be 30-yard for the Cougars from their own 29-yard line. One receiver to the near side, four to the top of the formation. And Encinas under center. It's an empty backfield. He'll send Malik Taylor in motion. Hard snap count, and the Eagles moved. And Quentin Mack in neutral zone, and that's going to be a first down for Phoenix Christians.